Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, teachers kind and dear. Good morning, fathers and mothers and grandpas and grandmas and supporters of the wonderful Folk Festival. Welcome to the annual Florida Folk Festival, sponsored by Stephen Foster Memorial Commission, Stephen Foster Folklore Guild, and the Florida Federation of Music Clubs. We are going to have lots of fun. We think that it's important to dance the old ways, show the dancing, the singing, hear the tales told. What better way to open it than by winding the traditional maypole? Here they are from Madison Elementary School with their leader, Allen Tedlock. On with the maypole. Florida Folk Festival is a very important occasion. Listen to this wire we received this morning. Regret exceedingly, I must be in New York on May 7th and will therefore be unable to attend the opening of the 13th Annual Folk Festival. I hope you will extend to all of those participating in the festival my most cordial greetings and my hope that this will be the most successful and enjoyable Florida Folk Festival ever held. Signed, Hayden Burns, Governor of the State of Florida. Let's give him a hand. Now let us welcome the president of the Stephen Foster Folklore Guild, Judge John H. McCormick of Jasper and Hamilton County. Judge McCormick.
Thank you, Miss Bolton. On behalf of the Stephen Foster Folklore Guild and the state of Florida, we welcome each of you to this folk festival, which we think to be the greatest attraction of its kind in this nation. So many young people are in our audience this morning that I think I should mention one thing. We think of history as being something awfully dry, thing which we ponder through a bunch of dusty books and fret out a bunch of dates. But in effect, what each of you will see during the forthcoming 3 days will be a great big history lesson unfolding before you, if you will stop and ponder. You see the crafts of many times and many ages in the past represented in the booths about the area. You will see dances performed that are hundreds of years old, dances and music that represent things in the past and an age gone by. So you see, what you will gain is indeed a great big history lesson. To those of you who are adults, and certainly to the young folks, we extend to you an invitation to join with us in the Stephen Foster Folklore Guild. Some of us do not have the ability to pick and sing in good fashion. We do have other talents, though, that we can help out. Some of us can do a little bit of paperwork that helps put on a production of this nature. I'm not a picker and singer myself, so I have to lend my talents in another way. And to all of you who enjoy folk crafts, folklore, folk music, we extend to you an invitation to join with us in the guild. At the information booth at the entrance to the area here, you will see a counter. They will be glad to give you information about the guild. Again, we welcome you to this program. We trust that during the 3 days of this program that you will have a very happy experience here, a very happy time at the memorial, and we want mirth and happiness to reign supreme during this period. I now return you to the lady who you will be most closely associated with during this program, a lady for whom we have great admiration, great respect, and great love, a lady whose heart and soul is intertwined with Florida folklore, folk music, folk singing, folk dancing, a lady with great knowledge in the field of all of our folk activities, a person that you will love, and I know if you this is your first experience here, you will come to think of her as we do, as part of the family, practically. She'll be a member of your family when you leave here, I guarantee you, because You will just love her by the time this is over. You may love her in 10 or 15 minutes. I hope it'll be quicker. She will be your leader, though, to use an expression. And now I present to you your leader, our friend, our loved one, Cousin Thelma Bolton.
Cousin John doesn't know what the scarcest thing in the world is, and I'll bet you don't either. Old maids' children. And I think that this old maid is the most fortunate one in the world, because I have them by the thousand. We welcome to Florida Folk Festival today Littlewood Elementary School and the St. Augustine song, which they're going to sing. I hope they'll come right on while we are talking about them. This song was composed by their principal, a longtime resident of Alachua County. In fact, she was born in Alachua County. And when she was teaching abroad, she got so homesick when she was in Spain for Florida, because Spain reminded her of St. Augustine, that she wrote the St. Augustine song, and it is the official song of the quadricentennial celebration over in the oldest city in the United States. We give you Miss Rosenberger at the piano, and their director, Mrs. Moore, and the singers from Littlewood Elementary School in Gainesville. Some of you might challenge a brand new song on the program. Well, isn't that the way folklore is born? Doesn't it have to be continuously flowing to us and flowing through us? Ah, yes. A program wouldn't be complete without some Hamilton County lore. And here is Sharon Burnham from high school in Jasper to give us some.
Howdy, folks. I'm plumb wore out of hauling these books around and fooling with this idea of education. Whoever said a whole lot of knowledge is a dangerous thing spoke a mouthful. Anyway, I quit, and I'm going fishing down this good old Suwannee River what Mr. Stephen Foster made famous. Now, my grandpappy, he was an awful liar, and he made up this here big yarn about Mr. Stephen Foster, and he told that he come down here and stayed in a pretty little inn on the Stephen Foster when he was rambling around. So, my grandpappy said, "Mr. Foster, what you doing down here?" Mr. Foster said, "I'm just doing what comes naturally." So that's what I aim to do, sing a novelty song that says just what Mr. Foster believed, doing what comes naturally. Miss Sharon Sapp's gonna play the piano for me.
What a privilege it is to introduce from the Big Cypress Reservation, way down in South Florida, one of the patriarchs of the Seminole Indian Nation, Josie Billy.
I see a lot of people, young people too, and old people. I enjoyed myself some time ago. I'm old timer. Crank on dance, hunting dance, feather dance, all that. I'm leader. But now, today, I enjoy it for see young people. I enjoyed myself. When my grandchildren I sent them in school I'm not educated man I'm not good at school all my life one thing I'm Christian I gotta go to school 18 months that's all I gotta go to school I'd have me understanding a little bit. Now, what you talk to me about it, I understand a little bit better. Some time ago, I used bows and arrows. And later on, I used guns, hunting deer, animals, turkey, all wild animals. I'm with me. I don't see white people then. When the white people came down about 40, 50 years ago up to Big Cypress, and I'm high. I'm afraid of them. But now, I know it better. All good friends of mine, good people, good love people all together. I enjoyed myself today. For this much, I explain it to you. But my brother, for my cousin, Billy Bowlegs, I come with it. His leader down here. Then, but he passed away. We buried him over there. And I lonesome myself with my brother, my cousin. That's what reason and I come down here for you, with you all.
Two things I'd like to tell you about Josie Billy. He is an ordained minister, but Josie Billy taught himself to read and write, read and speak English, boys and girls, and I don't know whether we could do that or not. He learned all by himself. Well, now, look here what we have already set to go here. Skip to Maloo. And the dancers are J.R.E. Lee from J.R.E. Lee School in Jasper with Queenie Dyes, their leader.
Beast!
Somebody here needs to go back to school. That was Beast to Beast. This is Skip to Maloo. And one more. Old Dutch. Watch out for the cords, boys. Watch out for the cords.
Wow.
Since the beginning of time, children have played singing games, and wherever there are children, these games are played. And it doesn't matter that they're not written down in books. They're handed on in the oral tradition. And you'll find the rural children in Hamilton County playing them, but you'll also find the children on the streets of New York, Chicago, Paris, playing similar games. It's a wonderful thing, and we think it's a very important part of the Florida Folk Festival. His name is not on the program, but he's here, our wonderful whistler, the like of which you've never heard or seen, Jack Parker from Orlando. Notice that Jack is not pursing up his mouth and whistling the way we whistle. He's using his throat, and the whistling is from this resonator and these resonators, and his hands are part of the instrument. It's a very remarkable thing, and we'll hear him again. Well, now, a Florida Folk Festival just wouldn't be complete without the boatman's chant from Rainbow Springs down the road a piece on U.S. 41. And here is the oldest chanter from Silver Springs, Skip a Lockett. Welcome him.
I thank you, Contemptible. It's a pleasure for me to be up here today to try to tell y'all something concerning the Rainbow Springs. Now, we have a lot of adults, quite a few youngsters, that knows me already, and some don't know. And then you've heard about Rainbow Spring. Come to Rainbow Spring, riding a submarine boat. Some people think that boat submerges. But I just want to prove to y'all today that it doesn't submerge. It's a top surface boat with enough of it pulled underwater that you can go in and ride above the water and underwater all at the same time. See, this boat is made like this. The water line comes here. You go down 6 feet underwater. You look through the clear crystal water at the beauties of Rainbow Spring. Every passenger has its own individual porthole. That is to enjoy the beauties down there. And so we want you to come on down and don't be afraid, because Rainbow Spring has this kind of a boat that you ride in, and I sit right in here and operate it with an 18 Evinrude motor that pushes down that beautiful Rainbow River. And so now we are glad every year to come to Stephen Foster Memorial, which we think is one of the beautiful places in the country. And so my spiel goes like this. You'll find it 4 miles north of Dunellen on U.S. Highway 41. So I said, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rainbow Spring. Rainbow Spring is one of Florida's most beautiful and scenic attractions. Rainbow Spring is a beauty created beneath these waters, made only by the hands of God. Did you know you are right now about to witness one of the unique wonders of the world? Through the porthole of this sub-type boat, picture after picture of underwater mystery unfolds before your eyes and wonders start flashing across your mind. You know, Rainbow is a dreamland. Rainbow Spring is a wonderland. Rainbow Spring is just a lost world underwater, and it's known to be a giant. It upsurges from the depths of the earth. The spring that flows 659 million gallons of clear crystal water every 24 hours, which is enough water to take care of most any large city. It'll take care of Los Angeles, California. Enough water coming up there for Detroit, Michigan. It's enough for Chicago, Illinois. It's enough to take care of Miami, Florida. But it's not enough water coming up there for a place like New York City. All right now, folks, in all your traveling, I know you've seen a many beautiful things. But when you step off of this boat, you'll tell anybody in the world that you've never seen nothing your whole life that will compare with the Rainbow Spring. That's why so many moves are being made here. That's why so many people keep coming from far and near. They are coming by land. They are coming by air. We've got people coming here from everywhere just to see the beautiful sight that we're showing down here. Now you take that Moon Over Miami movie picture, the one that Betty Grable, Clark Gable, and Sheldon played in the year 41. That picture's made here. The Side Adventure's made here. The Danger Adventure's made here too. That Paramount News was made here. Also, the University of Miami was made here. That 16 Fathoms Deep was made here. Walt Disney's True Life Adventure completed here too. About 8 or 10 weeks ago, they made another great picture that he called The Man of Death. But we goes out to look at it with a natural eye. And then I'll explain it to you as we go along, so you can tell it to your friend like I tell it to you. Now, everybody wants to know why they call it Rainbow. I want you to look down, straight down in the bottom. Every blade of grass, every rock, all tangled with tiny rainbows. That's how Rainbow Spring got a name. Now you look out on the left-hand side of your boat, far as your eyes can see. It looked like mountains, looked like valleys, looked like green pastures. The fish looked like birds winging in the air. The turtle looked like cattle roving on the forest. Every time you look up to the top surface of the water, it'll make you think about the skies above. The growing of the vegetation looked like you're growing in a tree. Sandbar looked like a hillside after a snowstorm, and Rainbow Spring looked entirely like a well of its own. All right, you look ahead of your boat now. You begin to come to what we call the tropical snowbank. White water upsurged from the depths of the earth, coming up under the phosphate rock. She bring the white sand up and she rains it down, make it look like falling snow. That's why we call it the tropical snowbank. Then you look ahead of your boat, you see that ghostly blue shad, that saltwater fish. The fish that can swim so fast when they flash by your boat, it looks like a dark cloud fleeing before a storm. Now you look out to the left over there, you'll find that leopard gar, that pre-exotic fish. The only fish living that's got gills and it got lungs. He can live in or out of water. The only fish that lived in the age of the dinosaur, over 50 million years ago. We got them in here running 7 feet in length, 8 inches in diameter. We got them 125 up to 130 pounds in weight, right here in the Rainbow River. All right, now we're coming to the spot where the fish are taught to come up. Meet your boat. Stand before the porthole. The gaze is in. They know how to drill like soldiers. They're posed for camera shot just like men. Now, folks, here's some of the fish I'm going to give you by name now. In the Rainbow River, just come down there, because we got a big mouth black bear, got colored bear, got four mouth bear, got bluegill, got a shell crack, got a sand suck, got China, Got a leopard gar, got a mud pig, got a jackfish, pipe fish, little fish, got sun perch, got a red tail perch, got a woman perch, we got a feather perch, got blue shad, got silver shad, got gentleman cock, got a copperhead brim, got a mud cat, chow cat, pickle cat, red blessed eye, got a black gar, got an alligator gar, got a root, got golden carp, got jarman carp. Then that big bass, John L. Lewis. John L. Lewis, a fish money couldn't buy. Men can't land him, and women wouldn't try. So we're going to tell you goodbye now, but call back and see us again. You're welcome at all time at the famous Rainbow Springs. You'll find it 4 miles north of Dunella on Highway 41. So I'm going to tell y'all bye and come to Rainbow Springs to see us. We are right down on 41. We'll be back another year.
And the folk festival is not complete without Minnie J. Niblack Elementary School with their fine folk songs and spirituals. Their leader is A.W. Levy.
We would also like to do the spiritual for you all night, all day.